First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has been cleared of breaching the ministerial code over her handling of sexual harassment allegations against the former SNP leader Alex Salmond. An inquiry carried out by James Hamilton, the former director of public prosecutions in this country, said that while she gave an incomplete narrative of events to Parliament, this was not deliberate. Mr. Salmond was later cleared of 13 charges of sexual assault. Ms. Sturgeon is now likely to survive a vote of no confidence tabled by the Conservative Party. Joining us is Rachel Watson, who's Deputy Political Editor with the Scottish Daily Mail. Good morning and thanks for joining us. What was James Hamilton investigating and what did he find?
So this has ended up quite a long-reaching investigation from James Hamilton. He was initially asked to look at whether Nicola Sturgeon had breached the ministerial code based on her failure to record the meetings that she first held with Alex Salmond in 2018 when she found out about the allegations. Those were noted, there was no minutes. Now, because they were considered to be government business by some, those should have been minutes if they were in fact that. But during the course of this, James Hamilton widened his remit towards the end of last year after some quite serious allegations were made by Alex Salmond and others that she had also misled Parliament over when she found out about the allegations. And also, he said that Nicola Sturgeon had breached the ministerial code because she had failed to concede the judicial review when lawyers first said that the case looked to be unstateable. But Mr. Hamilton concluded that Nicola Sturgeon hadn't breached the ministerial code on any of these, and he was satisfied with the answers that she gave to an extent. However, that just because she was cleared, it doesn't mean that there are not still answers there. And I think when we get a further report today from the Holyrood inquiry, I think further questions will have to be answered by the First Minister and those around her.
All of this is happening at a very sensitive time politically. There are elections just around the corner and the SNP is also renewing its push for another independence referendum.
Yes, I think Nicola Sturgeon will be breathing a sigh of relief after yesterday's report. I think it was helpful to the SNP, obviously, that she was cleared of this breach. However, this is an awful time for all this to be unfolding. The Scottish Parliament rises for the election campaign to begin tomorrow afternoon. So we're having one report on Monday, another report into the saga today, a vote of no confidence, as you mentioned before, and then we expect Alex Salmond to hold his own press conference into this tomorrow. So this is right on the lead up to the election campaign, and yes, Nicola Sturgeon has been breached, has been found cleared of breaching the ministerial code, but as I said, there are still questions over did she mislead Parliament? Because James Hamilton concluded that that was for Parliament to decide. There are questions over the conduct of senior government officials as well, and also delays in conceding the judicial review against that Alex Salmond brought against the government. So this isn't a great time for the SNP, and as we've seen in recent weeks, the polls have started to close. They were predicted to get a majority. We've seen new polls suggest that they're going to miss out on that. And then there's questions, what does this mean for an independence referendum if they are to get one? Yesterday, the Scottish Government published a referendums bill which they set out that they would like to have one in the first half of the next Parliament. And I think it will be crucial going into the election that the SNP can get that majority if they are to ever get that permission from Westminster to hold a referendum.
Rachel Watson, thanks indeed for joining us this morning. Rachel Watson there, Deputy Political Editor with the Scottish Daily Mail.